participating lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Valley Heights dropped their opening match, 25-18, 25-13. Jared Sluppy back with you. And it really was, unfortunately, Valley Heights, just a dominant performance from the Teutons all the way through. Started out with five straight, four Inman in the first set, and getting that eight-point lead. Valley Heights clawed their way back, but ultimately it was Inman that was able to pull away. Second set, again, strong start, 4-1. They get 9-3. They stretched it out, continued to stretch it out, won 13-16. You get 22-6, and then it was over from there. The Valley Heights hoping to bounce back against the number 3 seed in Hoxie. And as for the Indians, looking at their body of work here on the season, they won the Syracuse Sub-State. They defeated Sublette in the opening round, 25-8, 25-7, then Trigo Community, 25-12, 25-17, the semis, and then defeated Meade, 25-12, 25-19. They were here at state last year. And as for this Hoxie team, they have never won a state title. And this is their first state tournament appearance since their five consecutive, spanning from 2012 to 2016. It's also their 16th all-time state appearance. They had 11 state appearances from 2003 to 2016, only missing in 05, 06, and 2011. Also appearances in 92, 89, 88, and 83. This is the sixth ranked Indians team in the state, according to the KVA. As mentioned, of course, Valley Heights, number 7, so right there, 6-7, should be hopefully a competitive one for both teams, and hopefully will be a fun one as well. And they enter, Hoxie enters this one, having won three straight with a loss to Smith Center in their regular season finale, the number 1 seed, of course, in this tournament. They went 0-2 against the Indians, or excuse me, the Redmen, beg your pardon. They were, it was a 25-23, 25-12 loss to Smith Center back on September the 5th, and then losing to them this past Saturday, a couple Saturdays ago, I guess, 25-18, 25-17 was the final on October the 14th. But they've won 13 of their last 14 and enter winning now four straight. And we'll see how things play out here with Valley Heights. Will they be able to shake off the performance against Inman? Or will that kind of continue? Because this is a must-win now for Valley Heights if they want to stay in the chance to make it to the final day. They cannot lose this one and expect to still get in unless some crazy things really happen. Like Smith, that would include, that would put, so Valley Heights own 1, Hoxie is 1-0, but if they were to lose, Hoxie would be 2-0, Valley Heights would be 0-2. I mean, it would just almost be impossible. They would have to hope that Hoxie would then lose to Inman, and they would hope St. Mary's Colgan also loses out. The odds would not be very high if they were to lose this one, so they're hoping to win and keep their chances alive after missing last year the semifinal round. All right, we'll go ahead and send it to another break. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, and then we'll come back with First Serve here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
October is here, and it's time to celebrate National Co-op Month. Cooperatives are more than just a business. They're the heartbeat of our local community. From credit unions, farmer co-ops, electric co-ops, cooperatives are everywhere making a positive impact on our lives. Ag Partners is dedicated to giving back locally and donated over $140,000 this past year to local communities, schools, churches, and more. Join Ag Partners in celebrating the power of cooperatives all October long. Happy Co-op Month from Ag Partners Co-op, partnering for the future.
KMZA.
Back to it for Valley Heights. Head coach Susan Steinford hoping the team can shake this one off. Their previous loss to Inman. Once again, the final for that one was 25-18, 25-13. And as for this Hoxie team, they got a win against St. Mary's Colgan. They looked darn good doing it. They dominated the Panthers in that win. They will hope to continue that here as well in their matchup coming up here against the Valley Heights Mustangs. That final, to be precise here for you, was 25-19, 25-14. Meanwhile, other pool, Hillsborough defeated Maranatha in two sets. Smith Center defeated Sedan in two sets. Those were the favorites to win, or rather advance in that pool, that's for sure. Hillsborough, the 4 seed. Smith Center, the 1 seed. The 2 highest seeds in that pool. And then Hoxie, the highest seeds in this pool. As a 2 and 3 respectively. But Valley Heights trying to see if they can come from behind and get a couple wins. They really need this one against Hoxie. Got their white jerseys with the red letters and numbers. Kind of some spotted red down the sides of the arms. And we are underway with match number 2. Here's a set to the near side and unable to get it down was Delana Merck, and a big-time block far side by Ann Turber, and Valley Heights on the board first. Tessa Miller will go ahead and serve it away for the Stangs. Now on a return cleanly by the Indians, and blocked, but right back to Valley Heights' side, and a violation is called. They thought that it was touched. And now the officials will look at each other, and I don't think they're going to change the call, but have an awkward ending to that play, but Valley Heights gets it. It's 2-0. Good start for the Stangs. At the far side, a big windup and a big-time hit for Emily Bainter, but it's out of bounds. It's 3... Oh, well, I thought it was... Yep, it is 3-0. Scoreboard. There's 2 scoreboards here, contradictory. The one on the board, the Jumbotron sort of deal. It says 2-1, and the one on my right says 3-0. That's the official one, so it is 3-0. Step to the far side, big one once again, Bainter, and that one gets through and down for the kill. Emily Bainter, she was sensational in their win over SMC. The 5'9 junior has hops. She can get up and absolutely fly. Set by Steinfurt, tipped over by Josie Parker, and down for the kill. Makes it 4-1. Nice start for Valley Heights. And a substitution. That will bring Olivia Scala into the game. Here comes the service from Ann Turber, the 5'9 junior from the far side. Return clean by Bainter. She'll go ahead and give it up. And nice dig backside by Turber, by Maggie Turber. She gives it up. Hoxie side. Bainter gets it through a couple defenders once again. Down for the kill, her second. Couple of kills for Emily Bainter. It's 4-2. And the Indians will go ahead and serve it away. Substitution up front for Hoxie. That brings Elazar into the game for the first time. Free ball's going to be sent over to the backside. Returned by Kinley Rogers, the 5'8 senior. And Bainter just slaps it over. Return clean, set to the near side, big windup, and just a little duck over by Delana Merck. Set to the far side, Bainter winds up, that one's blocked, and returned by the Hoxie libero. Another try this time by Genesis Harvey, and that one is down for the kill. And back-to-back points, and back to a 1-point lead for Valley Heights. So after a good start for the Mustangs, Inman beg your pardon, sorry, Hoxsey, right back into this one. Service from Josie Kennedy. Set to the middle of the court, and Delaina Mars puts it in kind of an awkward spot. Middle of the court, near the attack line, far side, and Genesis Harvey couldn't handle it. It's now 5-3. Service will come from Delaina Merck for the Stangs, and that one goes middle. Trying to get it is the libero, Mariah Villa. They get it over to Valley Heights, side took over. Good spot, having to come up to dive for it is Hoxsey, and Bainter unable to get that one down on the dig by Ann Turber. For back side, and they keep it alive, going into the bench to save it for Hoxsey was Ella Czar. Here's a set to the near side, they wind up, and that one is down for the KO by Maggie Turber. She finishes off. The Indians on that play makes it 6-3, and they have scored two of the last 3 points. This one served to the back far side. Here is the set from Josie Kennedy. That one blocked up front and down, but it was out of bounds. The block rejected by Maggie Turber. Good effort by the 5'8 senior. Unable to get that one down. Serve back middle, returned by Tessa Miller. Here's the set by Ann Turber, and is that one blocked back to the Valley Heights side. Another try. It's set for Maggie Turber, and that one's down for the kill. Front near side. And Maggie Turber makes it 7-4. Opening set, Valley Heights trying to make a statement, keep themselves alive. And not a great return by the Hoxsey Libero Villa, but they do get it over. It's scrambling by the Indians. Set this one up for Porter, and that one is down, back near side. What a tough shot by Brooke Porter, the 5'8 senior. Only one defender back there. They had five up that time for the Indians, and they get it down. It's 8-4. Tough return, and that's down. That's going to be an ace. Mariah Villa put that in kind of a bad spot. It is now 9-4. Service once again coming from Josie Parker, and that one, a service error goes too strong, and she'll go ahead and exit. And Tessa Miller, the Valley Heights libero, standing at 5'3", the junior, she'll check back in. Service from Villa, return by Miller, libero to libero. Set to the far side, slapped over, and that's going to be a lift. Charge to Scala, and that'll make it 9-6. And Villa will go ahead and serve it. Once again, 9-6, 3-point lead for Valley Heights. That near side, they wind up Maggie Turber. Nice dig backside to keep it alive. That was well done by Emily Bainter on that back line. Turber tries it again from just inside the attack line. Hoxsey ready for it. Big swipe and a kill for Macy Wente, the 5'10 junior from the far side, off of a couple blockers. It makes it 9-7. So 3 straight points for Hoxsey. And this one is set too close to the net, but they're going to say keep playing on. Looks like that it might have been 4 hits, and it's going to be Hoxsey unable to scramble. They can't get it over, so a bit of a break there for Valley Heights. They're in scramble mode, and Hoxsey couldn't get it over. It's 10-7. Service coming up for Audra Steinfort, the setter. It's a big-time blast, and that one is too long. It's time for Kinley Rogers, and that makes it 11-7. Back-to-back points after Hoxsey scored 3 straight. And Steinfort will go ahead and serve this one once again. Goodness gracious. Set to the far side, that one to the back line. It looked like it might have gotten a bit of the face of Merck, but they play on. And nice dive left side by Maggie Turber, and they get it over. Here's a set to the far side, and tipped over, and they converge to keep it alive for the Mustangs. Maggie Turber back far side, and that is down, actually back near side, in a celebration shove by Brooke Porter, sends her to her feet, but it is now 12-7. 3 straight now for Valley Heights. Both teams exchanged 3 in a row. Here is the set, far side. Another chance for Wente, and that one, a nice response for the Indians, ranked at 12-8. They stymied that 3-0 run from Valley Heights. And this time it will be Elazar, the 5'6 senior. The back line, that might have went out if Miller let that go, but instead it's going to be a free ball sent over. Hoxie with an opportunity, set middle. Big time blast, deflected off the net, and down for the kill. No, they're going to say it was wide. Timmy Rogers couldn't fit that one down. I think the net might have caused it to go wide. They rode the net, kicked it to the right a little bit on some side spin. And it's now 13-8. Meanwhile, a tough one on the other court. Hillsborough up 10-0 on Sedan. Set number one. Now into the net, service error from Maggie Turber. Makes it 13-9, and I tell you what, it is difficult to have those sort of mistakes in a match where you try to bounce back after a tough loss. So they give Foxy a free point. Rogers with a serve. Here's a serve by, beg your pardon, a set by Steinfurt. They get it over to Hoxie's side. Big wind up and a blast down for the kill by Emily Bainter, her first kill of this set. And Hoxie would love to get her going. 13-10 now our score. Hoxie scored 3 of the last 4. Backwards set near side. Merck hits it to the back line. That is too strong. And it makes it 13-11. And here comes Hoxie. Here's a set. Steinfort near side. Big time blast. Was it deflected? It was out. They say it was touched. And the point awarded to Delana Merck. Makes it 14-11. Tessa Miller, the libero, will serve it for Valley Heights. Returned by the Hoxie libero, Via, and now a block to the net from Bainter. Another chance for Hoxie, and Bainter will just set it over. Valley Heights ready for it. Blast this time from Josie Parker, and that is down for the kill. Going back middle from front middle, makes it 15-11. Low bank sets. Valley Heights back-to-back points. Miller with another serve coming up. Turned by Villa once again, middle. Set near side, that's deflected, but through to the Valley Heights side. From a couple of blockers, tipped over, and nice dig by Villa to keep it alive for Hoxie, but a free ball will be sent over. Return Miller, set by Steinfurt. Near side, hit over by Maggie Turber, but it's deflected, and it'll come back to the side and down for a Hoxie point. Makes it 15-12. And correction, that was actually Delana Merck, not Turber, on that one. But either way, it makes it 15-12. Turn clean this time by Maggie Turber, and tip over is blocked, and they can't get it back over. The front from Hoxie continues to utilize their size and athleticism. 15-12, Valley Heights still up by 3. Laser beam serve, returned by Miller. And tipped over to a good spot, having to dive to keep it alive, and that one is out of bounds after popping it up. Bainter, she pushed it further out of bounds. And it is 16-13. Valley Heights trying to keep Hoxie at arm's length. Service coming now from Ann Turber on the far side. Goes back near side, returned by Villa. Set this one up for Bainter. It's blocked by the net and down. Big time block. And I think that Delana Merck might have got a piece of it. And the timeout is called. 17-13. Valley Heights with a nice 4-point lead. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KMZA.
17-13, Valley Heights leads Hoxie, opening set. Mustangs with a serve out of the break. Returned by Villa for Hoxie, setting this one up middle, and Bainter sets it to the backside. Maggie Turber was ready. Near side, Merck sends it to the backside, and dug out by Kenley Rogers. Big time blast by Bainter, and that one down for the kill from the far side to the far side. 17-14. Valley Heights holding on to a nice sizable lead. It feels like it's sizable. Coxie trying to close in. Tristan Kennedy, the server, returned by Miller, falling away to her left to get that one. That one blocked at the net. Josie Parker couldn't get that one through the Hoxie blockers. And Hoxie back within two. Nice job by that Indian front. Kennedy once again in the back. Return clean. Here's the set. It's going to be just tipped over from Valley Heights. Big windup and Bainter blocked, but through. And down on the Valley Heights side, and all of a sudden it is now 17-16. Hoxie, chance to tie it here after Valley Heights had a 12-7 lead at one point. Turned by Miller. Set to the near side, big windup for Merck, and that one down for the big time kill, needing that one badly. They end a run. It's now 18-16. Much needed. Hanging on to that lead, and they'll try to regrow it. They reduce down to two with Merck, the 5'8 senior, will serve it. Turn by Villa, set to the far side by Bainter, setting this one up for Genesis Harvey, and they get it right back over and down. Well done, back far side as they hit it immediately over. That was Ann Turber, who got it over and down. It's 19-16. Another serve coming up here from Merck. Almost didn't handle that serve. Ball tip over and nice pancake from Merck, and they'll set it over to the back near side, but it's wide. Trying to just set it over back near side, and they'll make it 19-17. 2-point lead for Valley Heights. Opening set. Second match, Valley Heights 0-1, Hoxie 1-0. Set far side, a big time white from Harvey, but Valley Heights ready for it. From beyond the attack line, Turber goes to the back line, returned by Bainter. Set this one up middle, and that one is down for the kill. Josie Kennedy hasn't done much this set, but she gets that one. It is a 1-point set once again, 19-18. Valley Heights responded the last time. It was a 1-point set. Can they do that again? Service will come from Emily Bainter. Been quiet here in this second set. Returned by Tessa Miller. Here's the set from Ann Turber. To the far side. And current clean by Hoxie. A little tip over. And nice dig up front by Maggie Turber. She'll get it right back and hit it. And nice job by Bainter to keep it alive. Blasting high in the air. But losing it in the lights is Mariah Villa. And Valley Heights does get the point after being up by one to go up 20-18. Coming down the final stretch here in this opening first set. Service coming from the 6-foot sophomore Josie Parker, returned by Zia. Set to the far side. Kenny Rogers tries to put it in that corner, and she can't. It's too strong and too wide. Going to the near side, makes it 21-18. Back-to-back points for the Mustangs. Gullah to serve it. Turned by Villa. Far side. Rogers, that one partially deflected. Kept alive. And no, they're going to say that it did hit the hardwood. And back to a 2-point lead for Valley Heights. It's 21-19. Serve will come up to Mariah Villa. The 5'3 senior libero for Hoxie. Returned by the Valley Heights libero, Miller. And that one trickles over to the Hoxie side on a hit from Maggie Turber. Back to Valley Heights side. Here's the set from Ann Turber, and that was going to be a lift call against Valley Heights. And it's now 21-20. So back-to-back huge points for the Indians after they trail by three. Turned by Miller, set near side for Maggie Turber. That one blocked, but out of bounds. Back to 22-20. Now for Valley Heights, it'll be Audra Steinfort, the 5'6 senior to serve. And via a tough time returning that one, kept alive. It'll be a free ball sent over. They do get it over the Valley Heights side. No, they're going to say that it's going to be a double hit against Hoxie. It's now 23-20, and a timeout is called. What a rally late for Valley Heights. They just have a couple points trying to finish this first set off. Let's be back here in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Valley Heights have scored three of the last four. They lead 23-20 here in the opening set over Hoxie. Set to the far side for the Indians. That's blocked, but kept alive. That's going to be a lift, though. And Trover trying to keep it alive after the block. It falls down on the Mustang side. A big-time point for the Shell Bars crew. And Hoxie now trailing by just two. Here's the service coming up for Elazar. Turn by Miller. Here's a set. By Steinfurt, big time blast is down for the kill for Maggie Turber. And it's set point number one. It's 24-21. And it will be Maggie Turber doing the serving. The 5'8 senior trying to finish things off for Valley Heights. They'll love to end it right here with service. Here it comes from the far side. And it is down for the ace. Miscommunication for Hoxie, and that is it. 25-21, Valley Heights. With a one-set advantage, we'll go to set two coming up here in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy in the field, harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative. Partnering for the future.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kind of a shorter break as Valley Heights gets the first 2 points of the second set after winning set number one, 25-21. So we'll make the break in between a possible third set a little bit shorter, so apologies on my part for that. Thanks to all listening for this second match between Valley Heights and Hoxie. That one grazes the net on the serve for Valley Heights. Big time blast for Hoxie, and it's down for the kill for Kinley Rogers. And the Indians on the board here in set number two. Back and forth affair in the opening set. Valley Heights leading most of the way. Here's a set by Steinfurt, and just tipped over by Merck. Popped up in the air, right back to Merck, and she'll set it down for the points. Well done by Delana Merck. Just tipping that one straight down for the easy one. And it's 3-1 in favor of the Mustangs. Miller to serve. And that one, a tough dig on the serve. They do get it over the Valley Heights side, though. Miller on the return. And now Valley Heights scrambling, and they can't get to it. So a mistake by Valley Heights after Hoxie just gives them a freebie, but they can't get it back over. And it's 3-2. Now into the net, service error by Macy Winty, the 5'10 junior. And a free point for Valley Heights, they're now at 4-2. And Serber now serve it. Returned by the libero Villa. The far side, big time blast. Nice dig. After the Harvey try, it was Maggie Turber who got to it, and then Merck sends it down for the kill back near side. Maggie Turber, what a match she's had so far. One of the few players that shined in that first match against Inman. Off to a nice start here in set number two. It's 5-2. Valley Heights with the lead. Set far side. This time, shot there from Harvey. She just slaps it over. No chance for Merck, and that one is through the hands of Sophie Gorley. And down for the kill, it's 6-2. What a start for Valley Heights. They got off to a nice start in the first set. They were up 4-1. They grew that to 9-4. See if they can continue what they did in the first set at the beginning. Another serve coming up for the Mustangs. Now almost down for the kill, but Fainter keeps it alive, and they're going to say that was a double hit against Hoxie, so it's now 7-2. How about this start for the Mustangs? They're thinking, let's get out of here in two sets. Turned by Villa. Set middle, big time blast by Fainter, and Maggie Turber couldn't handle it. Back near side, and down for the kill for the 5'9 junior. Has been sort of quiet here in this one. Yeah, nice start to the opening set, but since then hasn't done much. The middle for Josie Parker. She's blocked, but goes to the Valley Heights side. They have an opportunity still. Now they're going to call a lift against Valley Heights, and it's 7-4. Upcoming schedule, Valley Heights will have a break in between this match and their next one. It'll be one match in between then. There's a service error that goes long. Off the right hand of Josie Kennedy. Valley Heights will take on St. Mary's Colgan in their next match. Serve back far side. Here's a set in the near side. Baines are blocked. And down for the big time block. Josie Parker takes care of business. The 6-foot sophomore. And it's now 9-4. Valley Heights. Nice serve, a little bit short, and a big-time blast by Genesis Harvey. Needing that one, they get Hoxie back into it. Now 9-5. Indians have scored 3 of the last 5. Another serve coming up here for Emily Bainter. And not a good return by Merck, but they keep it alive, and they hit it over. And now Hoxie having a tough time fielding that, and Valley Heights gets away with one there. Valley Heights players laughing about that one, how they know that they got away with that one. 10-5 Stangs. Serve good, Via. Turn good, backwards set. And that one by Harvey, return. Good from Ann Turber. Maggie Turber to the back line, return by the Indians. Another try by Harvey, that dug out by Ann Turber. Tip in the air for Maggie Turber, back line, nice dig, backside for Hoxie. And a little tip over and down. Well placed by Kenley Rogers, the 5'8 senior, makes it 10-6. Hoxie trying to fight to stay in it, kind of just like the first set. Set by Ann Turber, every time blast by Porter, and that's down for the kill. Brooke Porter, 5'8 senior, when she's in, she is fantastic. Back to a 5-point lead for Valley Heights. And it will be Audra Steinfurt with the serve. And daughter of head coach Susan Steinfurt. Turn for Hoxie, not the greatest, but they'll have an opportunity to hit it over, and they do. Set by Steinfurt. And Porter sends it to the back line. Here's a set in the far side. They wind up for Wincy, and that's down for the kill. Makes the Wincy been fairly quiet today, but she puts Hoxie on the board here, makes it 11-7. Second set, Valley Heights winning the first set, 25-21. Hello, sir. Beg your pardon, Czar. That's how it's pronounced. Farsight took over and is having to dig. They keep it alive and they do so. Three ball over. Nice hustle by Hopsy, but the third ball hit over and wide. And Valley Heights gets the point back to a 5-point lead here in the second set by Valley Heights. Bangs trying to keep it going. Back to a quick 5-point lead out of the gate, 7-2. And this is hit right back over to Valley Heights. They dug it right back down, but Hopsy was ready for it. Back to the Stang side, set by Steinfurt, and Border is blocked. But they're going to say it was blocked by the net, so it'll be four hits. And a point for the Indians, 12-8. Now our score. Hopsy fighting to stay in it. Kenley Rogers to serve it. 5-8 senior, and straight into the net. Only about halfway up the net. Makes it 13-8. Been back and forth in this middle portion of this second set. Miller, the server, returned by Villa. Here's a set middle, and tried to tip it over. It's blocked up front by Delana Merck. And the senior makes it 14-8, their largest lead of the set. Waiting for the signal. There we go. Miller with the serve once again. Turn by Villa. Set far side. Bainter, that's blocked. Alive, and they will not be able to send it over. Violation against the Indians makes it 15-8. What a rally here for the Mustangs, and that one almost an ace. Here's a backward set, big windup, and that one down for the kill for Macy Wincy, who's now had a couple kills in the second set. Blew it past, and Turber on the far side. Makes it 15-9, a much-needed point there for Hoxie. Nancy Wente, the 5'10 junior, to serve it away. Back middle, return by Merck, and no communication. Nobody gets it. Josie Parker was the closest to it, and that'll be an ace. It's 15-10. That one blasted and through the hands of Maggie Turber, back-to-back aces for Hoxie after not having any in the set. It's 15-11. So Hoxie with three straights. Hoxie up in the air. Communication, good job done by Merck to tell Steinfurt to get that one as that one gets through blockers by Bainter and down for the fourth consecutive point for Hoxie. It is a 3-point set. Fairly quiet crowd for Hoxie. They now go to their feet. And that one is another ace through the hands of Delana Merck. And it is now 5 in a row. It's 15-13. Timeout called by Coach Steinfurt. Things starting to unravel a bit, but Valley Heights still up by 2. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Kansaland Radio.
Five straight for Hoxie, 15-13 our score. And this one for Hoxie hit over to return by Miller. Backward set by Steinfurt. That's blocked, but out of bounds. A big time point out of the break for Valley Heights. After five straight from Hoxie, out of the break, Valley Heights with a much, much needed point. Makes it 16-13. Valley Heights won set number one, 25-21. Here comes the serve from Ann Turber. Back middle, nice dig by Villa. Keep it alive for Hoxie. Avoid the ace, and Bainter gets through a couple blockers and down for the kill. Makes it 16-14. So right back, Hoxie answers the point out of the break for Valley Heights. Josie Kennedy will serve it away, the 5'5 senior. Return good from Valley Heights in the air by Miller and sent over by Delana Merck. Set to the middle, and that one from Kennedy is down. For Harvey is down for the kill. It is a 1-point set. It's now 16-15. They have now scored 7 of the last 8. Popped up in the air, high, and nobody was there. We are tied. Miscommunication has been kind of the theme here in the second set, at least the middle portion of the second set for Valley Heights. And Hoxie, as mentioned, has tied this thing up 16-16 after it was 15-8. Turn good for Maggie Turber, sent near side. Delana Merck puts the charge into one, and that one is going to be kept alive momentarily. It's crashing into the bench. It is Josie Kennedy. She looks to be okay. Nice hustle. But Valley Heights gets the point, and right back in front is Valley Heights. Merck now to serve for Valley Heights. Turn from Villa, and hustling to get to it is Hoxie. Into the back line, and then it's down. Back-to-back points for the Mustangs. Back up by 2. Can they garner a late rally and pull away and win this match in 2 sets? Merck another serve. Back middle. Not a great return by Bainter. They're going to have to send a free ball over. But instead, Kimmy Rogers tries to do something with it. And she puts it into the net. A mistake on her part. And it's 3 straight points. It's 19-16 Valley Heights. And a timeout is called by Coach Barr. And we will take it with them for 30 seconds. It's 19-16 set number 2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Set number 2, 19-16, our scores are set to the near side, and they're going to call a double hit against Valley Heights, and that makes it 19-17. 3 straight points for Valley Heights going out of that last break and into this one that we just came out of. It was tied 16-16. Here's a set to the far side, tipped over via there for Hoxie. Set to the far side, it tipped over by Kimmy Rogers. Valley Heights with it, and Maggie Turber can't quite get that one down. Popped up high in the air, and Via will just send a free ball over. Here's a set, middle, Maggie Turber. That one is too long. It was a valiant effort for Maggie Turber, the 5'8 senior, but she couldn't quite get that one down on the back side, and it is 19-18 now. Back-to-back points out of the break for the Indians. Now not a great return from Merck. It's still alive, and they tip it over. Just barely staying alive. Here's Kennedy, that one, Harvey, over for Hoxie. A nice tip down for Maggie Turber. Well done on the second hit. Recognizing Hoxie didn't have anybody behind the blocker on the near side. Very big point to make it 20-18. Diving for that one is Via, set to the far side. Big time wipe and a nice dig backside by Merck. Popped up high in the air. The free ball sent over back middle. Return by Bainter. Here's a setup and a little tip over, but right there for Valley Heights was Scala. And it's over by Maggie Turber. Diving to keep that one alive is Hoxie. Here is Harvey. She puts that one into the net. Big back-to-back points for Valley Heights, and it is 21-18. Back to a 3-point lead. Comes the serve from Scala. Diving was Via to get that one. A little tip over, deflected. Kept it alive for Valley Heights. Miscommunication, poor gets to it, but a free ball is going to be sent over. Still alive is Valley Heights. Set to the middle. That one a big time blast. That is wide. Wide of the mark was Kinley Rogers. 4-point lead. It's 22-18. After it was 1-point set and a timeout is called. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Going to recap how this one's unfolded. Valley Heights got out to a quick 7-2 lead, and they expanded that. Yes, they got it out to a 7-point lead. 15-8 was the largest lead that Valley Heights got, but then the Indians scored 6 of the next 7 to make it 16-16. Valley Heights then got 3 in a row to make it 19-16. It's been back and forth since then. The Valley Heights starting to fall away. They lead it 22-18 out of the break. It'll be Josie Parker, the 6-foot sophomore, to serve. And here we go. Returned by Villa. Here's a set and tipped over by Harvey. Set near side for Maggie Turber. Big time blast blocked. Back to the Valley Heights side. They'll get another opportunity. They'll just send it over Hoxie's way. Set to the far side, and they'll do the same to Valley Heights. Here's a set near side. Maggie Turber tries to set it, and it's down. Partially blocked by Rogers, but down on the Hoxie side. And it is 23-18. Nice run late here by Valley Heights. Trying to win this 1-2 straight. Set to the far side, Rogers sets it over a couple of defenders. But Heights in play, and that's going to be a lift. Miscommunication, a couple of Mustangs. That was both Scala and Turber both setting that one. And a much-needed point for Hoxie. It's 23-19. Served by Villa. That one barely gets over the net, and it is down in front of a diving Merck for an ace. It is 23-20. So here we go. Buckle up. But it's into the net. Via couldn't get it over the net. Only went about halfway up the net. Set the buckle up. Well, here's match points. Valley Heights can put them away right here. Steinfurt will serve it. Back middle, return Via. Serve far side. That one blocked and back to the Valley Heights side. Couldn't quite get that one to Hoxie side on the block. And that makes it 24-21. Hoxie will serve until we have extras, if we do have extras. Return by Miller. Set Steinfurt backwards up for the blast from Turber, but Hoxie ready for it. This one hit over to Valley Heights. Set Steinfurt near side. And hit over for a Turber, and it is it! Valley Heights wins it, 25-21. And the Mustangs semifinal hopes stay alive as both Valley Heights and Hoxie are now 1-1. Let's step aside for 60 seconds, and we'll come back and recap this one. And then we will send it back to the studio for a little bit as we have a match that does not involve Valley Heights coming up next, and then the one more immediately after that will be Valley Heights and St. Mary's Colgan. So we'll recap all that coming up here again in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive Through Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and 2 chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
October is here, and it's time to celebrate National Co-op Month. Cooperatives are more than just a business. They're the heartbeat of our local community. From credit unions, farmer co-ops, electric co-ops, cooperatives are everywhere making a positive impact on our lives. Ag Partners is dedicated to giving back locally and donated over $140,000 this past year to local communities, schools, churches, and more. Join Ag Partners in celebrating the power of cooperatives all October long. Happy Co-op Month from Ag Partners Co-op, partnering for the future.
KMZA.
Back here to recap this one is Valley Heights wins it in 2 straight sets, 25-21. Looking back how things unfolded throughout the match, Valley Heights was able to quickly shake off a lackluster performance in their opening match against Hoxie with a strong start. Against Inman with a strong start against Hoxie. Started out with a 4-1 lead, which grew to 9-4. Hoxie stayed right in it though, 3 straight following that to make it 9-7. But the Mustangs retaliated with 3 straight of their own to make it 12-7. Valley Heights then had their lead shrunk right back down to 13-11. It was kind of around a 2-4 point lead for a while until Valley Heights had it shrunk down to 1. It was 20-19. And Valley Heights scored 3 of the next 4 to go up 23-20. and the Mustangs put away the Indians 25-21. In the second set, it was 7-2, another quick start for the Mustangs. They were able to grow that to 15-8, their largest lead of the set, but a major rally as the Indians scored 7 of the next 8 to tie it 16-16. Thankfully for Valley Heights, they were able to score their next 3 points to make it 19-16, and they were they let Hoxie kind of hang around for a little bit until they grew the lead to 23-18 and put away the final score, make it 25-21. So Valley Heights staying alive in pool play as they improve to 1-1. Hoxie falls to 1-1. Colgan is 0-1, and Inman is 1-0. Coming up next will be Inman and St. Mary's Colgan. And then after that is when Valley Heights will play their final match against St. Mary's Colgan. So a lot to happen coming up here in Dodge City. Find out if Valley Heights can get their way into the semifinals. They must win that final match against St. Mary's Colgan. And we'll see how things unfold. So we'll step aside and send it back to the station until we have the upcoming matchup between St. Mary's Colgan and Valley Heights. Once again, your final, Valley Heights wins 25-21. 25-21. This has been Jarrett Slubby live from Dodge City. Hey, thanks to Kurt Tillman back in the booth. And this has been State Volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.